People can't see why any guy would want to be with an older woman, which is infuriating. I never worry about the future, though. There's just no point.
Someone who doesn't care about their future is somebody destined for bad things. If you're not planning for your future, then you're either living in the past or you are living a life of instant gratification, which can be taken away from you at a moment's notice.
And more often than not, is. You ever get tired of women staring at that bulge in your pants? You know what I mean. Come on, lady, my eyes are up here, right? Well, thanks to kevinsconcealment.com, there's the cure for that. And at the same time, you get to exercise your Second Amendment rights at work and not get fired. You take your bulge, put it in the holster, and voila! Ladies will stop being afraid of you, and they'll just start harassing you. Winning? No. And why? Because they think you have a big fat wallet. You guys thought I was talking about something else. That's a homo suspicion point. Space Ghost is on. Go to kevinsconcealment.com and check out if they have a holster for your sidearm. Use the discount code POP, P-O-P-P, links in the description.
What's going on, you pixie sticks gargling sugar babies? I'm Blake, this is Pop.
Yep.
It's time for another ride and roast with two Richards and a tiny car dwarfed next to a semi truck. Hey, how you doing?
Here we go.
As usual, it seems to be a pattern lately. This one comes from a fan of the show, and it is hilarious. Sugar mummy story.
I'm 44 and my boyfriend is 19 years younger. People ask if he's my son, but the bedroom time is great.
You're totally not practice.
Yeah, you're totally the dartboard in the bar.
It's totally gonna last. Yeah. He has every intention of performing both ring bluffs and then finally giving in. First ring bluff is an onion ring, second one is a promise ring, third one is suffering. Celebrities Heidi Klum and Demi Moore have dated much younger men, but what's it really like? Honey or Hanny, we'll say Honey, because it reminds me of a chicken sandwich. It's kind of like her. Looks great, tastes good, probably not the greatest thing for you. Who lives with partner Tim, 25, shares her story. Shall we take a look at her?
Let's do it. All right.
I think we both agree not bad for 44. But as always, if you have to add the caveat, she looks good for her age. She probably looked a hell of a lot better at 24.
One look point drops off every 7 years after the age of 25.
So if she's about a 6 at 44, which she is, in her 20s, she was probably an 8. The dials and pegs are still holding up pretty good. Doesn't mean that she didn't have surgeries, but they're holding up pretty well.
It still looks good. Yeah, that dude, he's definitely getting some good experience in that one.
Well, that's why dudes go for older women when they're around this age. One, because they know that as the younger dude, they're not going to be expected to really bring finances to the table. And in return, they're going to be getting access to a chick who really shouldn't expect them to write a check against it, but they've got decades of experience in the bedroom that their 20-year-old's counterparts did not have. And because of that, they tend to be into a little more of the nastiness. You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
Not that I've known women who've done this or anything.
No, totally no.
How you doing, Anna? You nasty Irish princess.
Walking into the office Christmas party with a handsome man in my arm, I felt amazing. I hadn't told colleagues who my plus one would be, and I could feel them staring as they saw us. Then my phone pinged with a message from a workmate across the room. Honey, you've caused a plate to be dropped on the floor.
So you're saying you like attention?
I have not met many women who don't.
Isn't that kind of their modus operandi when it comes to making virtually any decision with their love life?
I would have to say yes.
Here's a thought. If you thought that women actually grew out of that, foolish mortals.
That's the fuel behind the keeping up with the Joneses.
I smiled at Tim, the incredible guy I was with, who was 19 years my junior. Let people be shocked, I thought.
They're not shocked. They just know the deal and you don't. They know that as soon as you catch feelings, you're going to be left on the side of the road like a skunk that got run over by a car.
I was blissfully happy. Just a few months before, I'd had no interest in falling in love.
Oh, it's the beginning of the end, man.
Oh, dude.
You might as well get matching tattoos.
You're such a dick, man.
Get his name tattooed on your cooch.
Oh.
The relationship will end just as quickly. I mean, seriously, it's like you're steaming toward the finish line. And as soon as you catch feelings with a dude this much younger than you, it's like you're hitting the nitrous oxide button.
They just don't understand, you know, why didn't he feel the same way for me? It's just not the way it is.
After 13 years of marriage, I divorced my husband in 2017 when I was 40.
The only thing more pathetic than a woman divorcing a dude because she didn't get to enjoy her 20s is trying to live out her 20s in her 40s.
That is a train wreck.
It is.
There are so many women out there that do that.
And she's about to get into it right here.
Here we go.
His job in the American military meant his career came first, and I'd spent years traveling with him, always putting my needs second to his.
Military marriages don't last?
Say it isn't so!
No.
Oh!
Don't tell that to the Pentagon.
Woo!
They'll have to rewrite all their Leave It to Beaver statistics. Because they expect you to believe that the divorce rate in the military is only 5 to 10%. But, like, everyone who lies with statistics, there's always a caveat, and I bet you I can tell you what it is.
What is it?
They will tell you that their divorce statistics are 5 to 10% while enlisted.
So they cut that down to like 6 years?
What they don't tell you is that as soon as these guys finish their tour of duty and go back home, these women have a gift-wrapped excuse. Well, you're not the same man that I married. War changed you. Divorce and check, please.
That's right. And if that guy was married for, you know, 10 years or more, she gets half his pension.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
But you can see why this article was a no-brainer for us to cover. You mean you've got it all. You've got sugar mama, military divorce.
Back in my home country of Germany, I could finally focus on myself, my career in marketing, and having fun. I dated different guys, some close to my age, and one much older at almost 60.
She's really covering the gamut here.
If you want access to money and resources, you're going to have to start going after older men.
She's focusing on herself, mm-hmm. focusing on her career, and having fun. We know exactly what that means. She's getting filled out like a job application in triplicate. She's getting spit roasted like a pig at a Hawaiian luau.
Yeah, all the Scantron holes are filled.
And all the answers are slot C. Occasionally you get a slot B.
Or an A.
Then in October 2018, the company I worked for merged two of its buildings. One morning, this tall, handsome guy in a leather jacket walked in with a motorbike helmet under one arm, and I thought, wow. A colleague told me his name was Tim. He was 22 and also worked in marketing.
He's younger, ripped, he's got the bad boy thing going with the motorcycle helmet, and he's got upward mobility because she knows what she makes at her age in that field.
Mm.
Gee, it's almost like women know exactly what they're cataloging in their heads within minutes of meeting you.
And they're instinctively. This comes programmed out of the box in these women's
yeah.
minds.
If you think women haven't already dissected you from the top down, bottom up, and every muscle tissue layer in between by the time they agree to have coffee with you, you're delusional.
That's absolutely correct. In my case, I get Googled.
Terrence, oh my God!
That and dyslexia and spell check. So
there's that too, yeah.
Though I thought he was gorgeous, he was 19 years younger than me, so I put him out of my mind.
And into my cunt.
That night, though, Tim messaged me on LinkedIn asking for my phone number. I was flattered, but hesitant.
She's got to have plausible deniability, so she has to play coy. Even for her age.
I didn't even know what 22-year-olds did for fun. I pictured Tim and his friends on his PlayStation, a world away from the travel restaurants and fitness-focused life I led outside of work.
Still trying to sell herself to an audience despite allegedly being in love and happy.
No.
No.
No, women don't do that.
Never. Even at her age, she still hasn't figured out that men don't care about that stuff.
Yep.
It's amazing. The guy that she's banging only pretends to so he can get access to the resources and the snot pocket because, we're flat out honest, she does take good care of herself.
Yeah, I'm not going to say she doesn't.
If I saw her in a bar and she gave me the freaky eye and I was single, I'd be like, all right. You're good for 7 to 10 minutes of my time. Hi, Slut Bunwana. I'm from Iraq. Hi, I'm Bendy Dick Cummensnatch. I'm from the Falkland Islands.
However, my age clearly wasn't an issue for Tim. He asked me about it in one of his earliest messages, and over the next 3 weeks, he repeatedly asked me out on a date. My friends told me to go for it, and I eventually said yes.
Sure. Okay. Yep. Yeah, he totally had to pursue the crap out of you. You totally weren't up for having the kind of shallow validation most women your age only dream about.
Yeah, but women really like men to chase them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like a drug to them.
She might have been playing coy, but she knew exactly what she wanted and she got it, you know, so good hustle on her.
Every worry about the date vanished the moment we met up. We went for drinks and walked around the castle in Nuremberg, where we both lived, which was very romantic. Tim was incredibly funny and charming. We had so much to talk about.
Talking in vowels! Screen five.
We shared a love of the gym and an interest in nutrition, had similar political views and liked the same movies. There was such a strong physical and mental attraction, and by the end of the date, I knew I really liked him.
Totally an act.
Well, most women will be able to tell within 30 minutes if they're going to sleep with you or not.
Here's a thought. If you have that much in common and share a maturity level with a dude who's 19 years younger than you, what does that say about the whole feminist argument that women mature faster than men?
I think I can smell shite.
We had 3 dates in that first week, and when I took a work trip to Paris the next week, we FaceTimed every day.
And what were you doing during those FaceTimes? You bring one of your dishwasher safe backup boyfriends with you? You call him Bub?
The double stroker.
That's the only way you can feel anything anymore.
Ugh.
Just start a chainsaw and rest its handle on your cooch, you'll be fine.
It's just 2 textured, Coke cans on a reciprocating hydraulic hammer.
Hook her cooch up to the paint mixer at Home Depot.
Yeah.
After a month, we said we loved each other. I felt like a giddy teenager.
And you act like one, too.
Oh, my God. 1 month.
As for the shagnanigans, at first I was super nervous, in part because of my body. While I work out, I have the same insecurities as any woman, although I've learned that if someone wants to be with you, your body really doesn't matter at all.
Well, on a permanent basis, it does.
Yeah.
If he's one of those guys who shows up at 11 o'clock and leaves by 11:45, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Not that I've done that or anything. Just saying.
What's the point of being judgmental when you're a dude?
Women are way better at it.
It was also because I thought, he's probably only been with 2 or 3 girls his age or younger. Does he even know what to do?
If he caught your eye immediately when he walked in the room and you think he's only been with 2 or 3 chicks...
You're out of your mind.
That dude has plowed whole fields of ass and harvested the whole crop top, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
And you know what he realized? If they can get away with it, why can't I?
And you're the experiment.
Or a speed bump along the way to his final destination.
Which will be with one of those women who are his age in 10 years when he's 35.
That's right. Yeah, 35 can pull a 25 all day long.
Yep.
But the spicy action was great from the start.
Oh, I'm so glad for you.
Most of the time, our age difference wasn't an issue. It felt completely natural to spend time with each other's friends. We'd have dinners and go to parties or stay in together. We certainly never sat down and discussed the years between us, but there were times when it would hit me.
Probably on those occasions when you noticed him high-fiving his buddies.
That's just it, though. In the beginning, it's not a big issue.
No.
Well, just wait. Give it time.
In the beginning, it's, hey, way to go, bro. When it starts looking like it might go long-term, then you're going to have those discussions where, quote, the age will hit you.
Yes.
I've been there. When I was 19, I hooked up with a 34-year-old. Mm. And it was all well and good until she caught feelings. And then it was like, do you really want to try to introduce me to your parents? What have you been? Never mind. Yep. Space Ghost is on. This is fantasy, what this woman is living in. She knows the reality. She knows that there's really not a future here. But the fantasy is fun for now. And now is really all women care about, no matter how old they are. Especially when they continue to get attention from 20-year-olds in their 40s, because you allow that, you enable that delusion to linger like a fart in a car.
Ugh. You keep bringing up the fart thing, man.
Early on, I realized I could be the same age as his mom, which was a pretty alarming thought. But, in fact, our parents are almost the same age. Tim's parents had him in their 40s, and mine had me in their 20s. Tim met my mom and dad early on in our relationship because they looked after my dog during the day, and we'd head to their house before going to the office to drop him off.
And fornificating on your desk.
God.
Well, if you haven't done that, and this is really all that's about, what are you doing?
The world does not cater to intelligent people. It revolves around the lowest common denominator. And that's why most humans are easily manipulated sheeple who will put up with anything as long as they get their lard-fried burgers from a hole in the wall, free porn, and two-day shipping. Curse of the High IQ dives into what it's like having your mind held hostage by boring idiots in the rat race of humanity. The cheese is in the description.
My dad once commented that Tim was young, but that was it. They could see how happy I was. Tim lived with his parents, so I'd see his mom sometimes when I'd drive him home from work.
Does he not have his own car? Do you walk with him on Halloween?
Do you hold his hand when he crosses the street?
This woman, once the novelty is worn off, she's going to be done with him.
Yeah.
This driving him home and also their horseshit. You know, it's good in the beginning until the butterflies settle down and you're like, wait a minute.
He's got a motorcycle, so maybe she drives him home on rainy days?
I don't know. I don't know.
Reality will set in eventually. Right now, she's using this to sell herself to other women who think their 20s are just going to stretch on into their 70s. It's not how that's going to work.
No. They think that now.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
But most women in their 40s, especially in this country, do not take care of themselves at the same level as this woman. She might be able to prolong the crash, but it's still
going
to happen.
The bird's still going down.
Here's a thought. When these relationships first start out, they make these women feel younger. But as time goes on, the novelty wears off, reality sets in. They remind you of just how old you are.
Brutal!
The dudes who hook up with these chicks are not doing it for any long-haul shite. Because if you're a top-tier dude, eventually you're going to want a family, and you're not going to be starting a family with a chick who's 19 years older than you.
No, you are not.
Very few Tim Robbins marry Susan Sarandons.
Now, we're not saying it never happens.
It does.
What we're saying here is we bet the numbers.
Yeah, and you should never bank your future on lottery odds. Someone always wins the lottery. Most of us don't.
They only have an occasional winner. Because they want all the suckers to keep throwing their money at the redneck retirement fund.
That's all this is. This is the lottery winner trying to make you ladies think you're going to win too. Propaganda.
Yep.
And that's why, even though it sounds innocuous and foolish, we have to cover it.
Well, and I think one of the main reasons they do this, they want to try to keep the younger women from realizing that the women that are being forgotten now are falling off a cliff.
Not everyone was so supportive, though.
Shocker.
After a few weeks of dating, a few friends texted and questioned if I was serious. They asked why I was wasting my time when I should be looking for a man to grow old with. Another friend, who I'd known for 2 years, even sent a text with vomiting face emojis. That friendship soon ended.
It really sucks when people tell you the truth, doesn't it?
Yeah. She was totally correct. You're wasting time. You should try to find a man that you can grow old with. Because you'll be under his protection and, you know, all the other benefits.
Yeah, this dude is the definition of a flight risk when you're talking about a future.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say this. Any time you enjoy wasting isn't wasted unless you think that time is building to an end game. Then it really helps to pay attention when your friends are just looking out for you. Turning your back on reality doesn't make it disappear.
If Tim were a terrible guy, that would be one thing. But if their only issue was his age, that was absolutely none of their business.
And you know how she justified this? Huh. Which is absolutely correct.
Okay.
She will say to herself, when she looks in the mirror and cakes on her war paint in the morning, that they're just jealous that they can't have the same thing. She's right. But that doesn't make them wrong.
No, you're absolutely correct.
I'd never wanted children, and luckily Tim felt the same.
For now. Great minds think alike. Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't pressure on that front.
Yet.
And none of his friends have had an issue with our age gap.
He's negotiating with his friends who's going to hit your pussy next. I know, it sounds crass.
You're going to break up and his friends will be like, I don't know why Tim did it. Hey, does this smell like chloroform to you?
Dude, are you kidding me? I mean, I've seen this.
I know.
I've had Ranger buddies that were banging, you know, 39, 40 some odd year old women. And literally, they're like, oh, I'm getting kind of tired of her. You want to take over?
Yeah.
And literally, they just handed her off to another Ranger.
Yeah, like, I'll break up with her. You want to make her feel better?
Yeah, you want to handle this for me?
You want
to
rebound, pussy?
It's like some guy's like eating a big thing of yogurt. And he's like, I'll hit that. She got passed around. I was like, oh, my God.
And what about Sam? No, he got the assist last time.
After that office Christmas party, he did face a few stupid comments at work, people joking that he was sleeping his way up.
And that hurts your feelings, because it's probably true.
Women do it all the time.
All the time.
What was I saying earlier about his mindset going into this?
Uh-huh.
If they can do it, why can't we?
But Tim just shrugged it off. He's confident in himself and in our relationship. Plus, these days we work for different companies.
Thank God for that.
And you know what that means?
What?
Early in their relationship, they were working together. She could keep an eye on things. Now, they're spending that 8 to 10 hours a day in separate locations. Sooner or later, that jealousy bug is going to bite, and that's going to start to itch, and there you go.
Then we're off to the races.
Because a dude with his height, musculature, hobbies, he's got the bad boy angle going for him. He's got his pick of the litter. Her pick, despite looking good for her age, those are getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah, women don't seem to realize how much that shrinks by the time they, between 30 and 40. Somewhere in like 35 to 38, you start seeing all the profiles like, where are the good men at?
Yeah. By the time you're her age, it's like pin the tail on the donkey blindfolded.
Yeah, yeah. Her extended warranty is gone, and I bet you her neck looks like a loosely stuffed sausage case.
Well, she does have the job to be able to afford the plastic surgery, which could explain the dials and pegs looking in such nice condition.
Yes.
But all the plastic surgery in the world can't fix stupid.
And it's not going to stop the wall.
And if you keep doing that, eventually you're going to look like a disgusting plastic-infused caricature of your former self, and then men wouldn't touch you with a stolen dick.
Damn! That's harsher than homegrown shit.
In early January 2019, Tim moved in with me.
This is not going to end well.
Happily ever after, Pop. How dare you? Gotta channel my inner Greta.
I always bet the numbers. The numbers are telling me this is not going to work.
And when I relocated to Malta at the end of that month for work, he came with me.
She's trying to market this Disney Hollywood ending to women in their 30s who are getting the 7-year itch. Wanting to get divorced, this'll totally happen for you.
You'd be jet-setting around the world with a dude that's 20 years younger than you.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Just not happening.
In 11 months of being there, no one ever mentioned our age gap. And if we ever argued, it was about normal stuff, like who should take out the rubbish, never about our age difference.
But it's always there, in the back of your mind.
We moved back to Germany in December 2019, and after COVID hit early last year, it was tough with both of us working from home during seamlessly endless lockdowns. Then in summer 2020, an Instagram account celebrating age gap relationships found a picture of us on my feed and asked us to share our story with its followers. The response was incredible.
Well, yeah, that's literally confirmation bias the movie, and congratulations, you got a starring role.
Look, if it works out and it really is the real deal, I'm happy for you. But as a betting man, I cannot, in good conscience, put money on that.
You'd have to be foolish, too.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I've done some foolish shit. You know, I did get married to my ex.
We all have done foolish stuff.
Oh, no. When I married my ex, that was like, in my life, that was literally the thermonuclear bomb that caused the tidal wave that washed a third of my life away.
But you don't gain wisdom by doing everything right.
No, you don't. You can play the game to finish. But if you do that, you will seldom, if ever, win.
And that's why it's important to hear the other side of the equation when you're entering into an arrangement like this. Kicking people out of your life for calling attention to the obvious is a surefire way to stay exactly where you are, not grow, and wind up extraordinarily unhappy when what they were trying to warn you about happens anyway.
Yeah, and those friends won't be around when you need them when you become older.
Yeah, exactly. Women do this all the time. They eject friends from their lives who refuse to conform to their bias. And yep. they disappear from all their friends' lives whenever they get into a relationship. But when that relationship ends, where are all my friends? Where are all the people who are supposed to make me feel better when I'm not happy?
He's not a friend of mine anymore, but when he would get in a relationship, he would just disappear.
Yep.
Second time he did that, that was it. I'm like, bro.
Bye-bye.
Go do what you got to do. You're obviously, the minute you find another piece of split tail, you're gone.
Yep.
I'm not investing any more time in this.
No.
See you around.
And that's exactly how it should be. Dudes, if you are just cutting all contact with your friends and family every time you score a new piece of pea sleeve, the hell is the matter with you?
People from across the world sent messages to us about their own age gap relationships. I was blown away.
Oh, someone made you feel better about making a decision that could quite possibly detonate the latter half of your life.
But I bet you a majority of those were the older man. Because the older man in the relationship has a better chance of actually holding together.
But now it's time for the logic damning to break free and this whole flood to come forth.
It showed me how many myths and misunderstandings there are about age gap relationships. How an older woman is seen as a sugar mummy while a younger woman is a gold digger. And that people assume a relationship like ours is destined to end because a man will inevitably leave the woman for someone younger.
That's exactly what's gonna happen.
Stereotypes exist for a reason, and they don't come about just because somebody wanted to be mean. Stereotypes come to exist because they are reflective of an average. It doesn't mean that there aren't exceptions to the rule, but the exceptions cannot become the rule. Sorry.
Amen.
Indian women.
It's so dumb, stop it.
If you think stereotypes are bullshit, go start your own. Did you know Asians suck at math and have huge cocks?
Wow, never knew that.
It's amazing. Totally true, check it out yourself.
People can't see why any guy would want to be with an older woman, which is infuriating. I never worry about the future, though. There's just no point.
Someone who doesn't care about their future is somebody destined for bad things. If you're not planning for your future, then you're either living in the past or you are living a life of instant gratification, which can be taken away from you at a moment's notice.
And more often than not, is...
And while I may sometimes get hurtful comments on Instagram asking if Tim is my son, ultimately we have the last laugh.
For now.
We bring joy to each other, and whatever other people think, that's the most important thing.
But if you didn't care what other people think, and if you didn't understand the truth on some level...
You wouldn't wrote this article.
Exactly. You would not feel the compulsion to justify your decisions to an audience.
Because you really wouldn't care.
Yeah, and I wonder how many of these feminist writers today, when they're in their 60s, are going to be singing the blues like the people from Sex and the City.
The woman who popularized the idea of women behaving like men is now miserable and regrets her decision to focus on her career.
Yeah, and she looks like shit.
That's the real epidemic. Forget about the yahoo.
It's over for her, man. It is over. All she could do is... ride the smoking plane all the way to the scene of the crash, and the last parachute was gone years ago.
She thought she could hitch a ride on that plane over the wall.
The wall will F you up.
If you skip over the first wall, sooner or later it'll get together with all of its wall friends and build one up to space. You're hitting that thing sooner or later.
Yeah, you're not getting away from the wall. I mean, neither are men. Let's be honest here. We build our own value. So it's external from us.
Yep.
And that does hold a lot of weight.
Acquired value will always trump innate value 10 times out of 10.
Yep.
Because innate value can be squandered, spent.
Or fade,
yeah.
Looks fade for everyone.
That's right. But by the time you get there, you've spent enough time with that particular individual that it doesn't really matter anymore.
Well, yeah, because if you've actually done everything right, you have other things like stability, security, and emotional connection. You actually understand each other's personalities. Hopefully you have a vested interest in each other and you've invested more than just time.
Uh-huh.
All of that is what actually will still be there because that's, again, acquired value.
The same whole dynamic unfolded in high school. So I remember when I show up in high school, ninth grade, I mean, I was nobody. I mean, I only had like two or three people in the whole fucking high school talk to me on a regular basis.
Sounds familiar.
And none of them were women. All of the women were going for the juniors and seniors. And as the time went forward, and the juniors and the seniors and all the people ahead of you graduated, and now you're a senior, and these same women that were ignoring you in ninth grade are all about trying to get with you, and you're like, fuck off.
Any last thoughts for the thought?
I do not envy your future. You don't know it now, but when you get to 50 and shit really starts to implode and get crazy, you're going to regret getting divorced for the rest of your life.
This is a ticking time bomb.
Waiting to go off.
And there's so many women out there who left marriages and now... yeah, they're in their late 40s, all the way up to 60. And they're singing the goddamn blues.
what's going to happen is she's going to hit a point where she's not going to be interested in doing this stuff forever, the nutrition thing. The friends are like, whatever, I'm getting older. Besides, our age gap and how we look and everything doesn't matter because what we have is real. And as soon as all that starts to go by the wayside, she's going to find out just how into her he's really not.
As soon as the better piece of ass or younger piece of ass comes along that he thinks he can do a permanent thing with or long term, yep. She's gone.
Well, he's in his 20s now.
Yeah.
Give him 10 years, he'll be really hitting his stride in that industry.
And she'll be in her 50s.
He'll have the pick of the litter, and she'll be buying litter at the store.